Cause and effect, supply and demand. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. If a farm is making tons of money for its owner, presumably that means that the farm is worth a lot. Taking the assumption one step further, if the farm is not making money, as in lower net farm income, it probably isn't worth as much. In the last couple of years, we have seen a downturn in net farm income, and I saw a report saying that ag land values are in limbo for 2017. I called Randy Dicute, who is Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations for Farmers National Company, who had told me agricultural landowners in many regions across the country have seen a decline in profits, which also pushed the land values lower. I had a question. In terms of agriculture, the number one factor that prohibits, say, non-farming people that are interested in getting into agriculture or kids taking over family farms is the price of land. In your mind, I think you're saying values might be going down. Does this open a window for those that would like to get into agriculture?
Yes, that's one of the important influencing factors on that land value, because that income is capitalized into the value, like any rental or commercial real estate. But it's backed off some, but it's good quality land has not backed off as much as maybe people thought, with the farm and ranch incomes being down like they are. You take lower quality land, it has definitely dropped a little more. So probably not the buying opportunity for a beginning farmer yet.
And not many beginners are in a position to take a huge gamble. David Sparks.